Jesus is risen. Jesus is risen. Jesus is risen. Happy Easter. I'm so glad Lent's over. Yeah, I just am, you know. It was a long Lent, huh? And this is what it's all about. We are an Easter people. We're not a Lenten people. Some people like Lent. I think they're a little wacky myself. We are an Easter people. What's longer, Lent or Easter? Easter. So we're made to be people that focus on Christ is alive. He's no longer dead. Huh? And there's three things we got to focus on if we listen to the gospel tonight. The angel appeared, and the first thing he said was, "Do not be afraid." Very good. Then he said, "Come and see where he lay." And then he said, "And then go." Huh? So, do not be afraid. Come and see where he lay, and then go. So let's focus on those three things, huh? The first thing we got to focus on is the reality that we don't need to be afraid, huh? I talked about it a long time. The way when I came to Jesus Christ, I was a 17-year-old. I've talked about it. If you listen to the Truth CD, you've heard about it. And I was in English class, and it was the first time I realized I was going to die someday. And it scared the hell literally right out of me. I started shaking in class, huh? That's where I began with my mental health problems all the way back there. And I'm sitting there like, ooh, and I'm like, I'm going to die, I'm going to die, I'm going to die. And for me, it was the ultimate uncontrol. You know that I was in control of things, and all of a sudden, I wasn't in control of things. And again, like a couple of weeks ago, I was in Cincinnati, and I spoke to Moeller, the high school there, of all boys. And I was, as I was preaching to them, I said, "You know, gentlemen, I have been a priest longer than all of you have been alive." And then I says, "And you know, we all got along quite well without you. Did you know that? We all existed and had a fine time without one of you boys here." And the same was with us. 100 years ago, the world got along quite well without Father Larry Richards and quite well along without you. The world was good without us, wasn't it? And so when I sat there and realized at 17 that I was going to die someday, and that I had no control over that, it scared the heck out of me. And I had to sit there and start focusing on what was real. And I thought, just because you're born Catholic or whatever, Protestant or Muslim or Buddhist, whatever, that doesn't make it true. And see, that's the problem. Most people are what they are. Why?
Because it's the way I was born.
Well, that's a stupid reason to be anything, if you ask me. It doesn't make it true. That's why it's so glorious today. We have people that are coming into the faith. We have people that are being baptized. We have people deciding, this is what I believe to be true. What a glorious thing. And that got to be true for all of us. That we don't sit there and go through the motions just because, well, I was brought up Catholic and so I believe everything they taught me. You could have been sat there and we could have taught you all kinds of stuff. You could be brainwashed. Don't believe it just because we told you. That's a stupid reason, if you ask me. You got to come to experience Christ yourself. And that's what I did. I sat there and I was watching Billy Graham once again, converted by Billy Graham, the Good Baptist. And as I was watching him and he's sitting there saying, "I've seen people die." And I click him off the way you normally would with Billy Graham or Father Larry Richards. Boom. And I thought, oh, I want to see that because I was petrified of dying. I'd wake up in the middle of the night afraid of dying. And I'd click back and I'd say, what was he going to say? He said, "I've seen people die." And some people, when they're dying, they're like, "I don't want to die, I don't want to die, I'm so afraid, I don't want to die." And other people, when they're dying, they're saying, "Jesus, I'm coming home." And I thought, boy, if you could face death with no fear, that would be the greatest gift on earth. And so that's when I start searching for Christ. Or searching for whatever. And when in reality, I'd sit in the Church of the Epiphany, and I would go, "Christ, Jesus, are you alive? Aren't you alive? Do you care? Don't you care?" And one day, I came to know that Jesus Christ was alive. And I remember looking at him at 17 years old and say, "Jesus, I'll do anything you want. You just tell me what you want, and I'll do it." He said, "I want you to be a priest." Okay. Never doubted once, ever. Some of you might have wished I'd have doubted. But never once did I doubt I was called to be a priest. Never, huh? Even when I was thrown out, I knew God wanted me to be a priest. He told me, I know this, huh? And see, that's where it came. Like last week when I was in wherever doing a mission, a guy got me after confession. He says, Father, you seem so sure. You seem so sure of what you believe, Father. And I go, I am. Now, some people might call that arrogance. I call that truth. I call that experience. And he says to me, Father, how are you so sure? And I says, because I have spent an hour with Jesus ever since I was 17 years old, every day. You see, when the angel looks at us and he says, first, I don't want you to be afraid. You don't have to be afraid, because I have already conquered death. And if you want proof of that, you come and experience life. When he says, come and see where he lays, what he's doing is he's introducing all of us. You come and experience life. Get over your own death. Get over your own fear. Get over all this stuff that keeps us from fully experiencing life in our life. Get over it. But see, so many people like to cling to their death, like to cling to their fear. They kind of like it because they're comfortable with it. And that's why he sent an angel and says, you come and see. You and I are called to this experiential relationship, huh? John Paul II was very much aware of that. Again, now if I sat there and see, this is where most people are at, I think. If I told you right now it's raining outside, most of you would say, oh, I believe you, Father. It's raining outside. Well, that's nice. Wouldn't it be better to run outside and experience the rain and dance in it and feel it hit your face? So I can tell you all about Jesus. I can tell you that he's alive. I can tell you I believe in him. I can tell you I have a relationship with him. But so what? Do you? Is the question. Do you know that Christ is alive? Have you experienced him? And the only way, people, you're going to come to experience that Jesus Christ is alive is by doing what? Prayer. Thank you. Very good, Tom. You're going to pray. Huh? You got it. And prayer is just spending time with God. So if you're one of those here tonight, and you're really not sure, if you're really not sure, there's only one way for you to be sure. I ain't going to do it. We ain't going to give you any special things so you can feel good about yourself. That ain't what I'm here for. I'm here to point to you and say to you the same thing the angel said to you. You come and see. You go and be with the Lord. Right after this Mass, we're going to take Jesus Christ and the Blessed Sacrament, and we're going to put him back next door. In 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the risen Christ will be in front of you. You want to know he's risen? You go and see. You go and spend some time with him. And then you'll come to know that he's risen. But I don't want to hear anything about, well, I'm not really sure, I'm filled with doubts. Unless you've been over there. After a year of spending an hour with him every day, then you tell me you're filled with doubts, and I'll say, you're completely right. I don't know what's the matter. But most people never take the time to fall in love with Jesus. Never take the time to come to know that he's alive, because they're too busy with other things, huh? Again, you never fell in love with anybody, right? Unless you spent time with them. You know, you all know James Erdman here. James, the one with the pink shirt. It's Easter, huh? And so James wanted to get to know this girl once. And, you know, I know all the girls, you know, it's one of those things. And I says, hey, James, you know, he says, Father, do you know Samantha? I know Samantha well. Would you introduce her to me? Sure, James. And I was at this place and I said, come here, James. And I brought James over and here's beautiful Samantha. I said, Samantha, this is James. And he goes, oh, hi, and he ran away. It was really embarrassing. Remember that there? It's terrible. But the reality was, he can never fall in love with Samantha unless he does what? Spends time. You can never fall in love with Jesus. You can never know that Jesus Christ is alive, no matter what I tell you, no matter what the church tells you, no matter what priest tells you, until you've come to experience him yourself. You must come and experience him yourself. You must go to the tomb. You must spend time with the resurrected Lord. Or you're just going to go through the motions. You're going to be filled with all these doubts. Now, let me give you a hint. You're still going to have doubts sometimes. There isn't a day in my life. Well, yeah, there is. I've been lots of days in my life I haven't. But I have had doubts. Am I making this up in my mind? Is this all, am I psychotic? I got to go and then spend time with him and say, Lord, why do I ever have doubts? It's like someone coming to me and saying, Father, your mother doesn't exist. I have an experience of my mother. Huh? I will see her tomorrow. I know quite well my mother exists. I don't care what you say. In my experience, my mother isn't based on what you tell me. So it must be with Jesus. You come and you experience him. And then once you've come to experience Jesus, then what must we do? Go and tell others he's alive. And the best way we tell others that Christ Jesus is alive, by people looking inside our eyes. Do they see that Jesus Christ is alive in you? See, that's the point. If Christ is alive, he lives inside the Christian. And so what we need to do as Christians is make sure we're telling others about him by the way we're living, by the way we're talking, by the way we're preaching. That when people look at us, they see a man of faith or a woman of faith, right? Years ago, Sam, one of the head, who used to be head of the tech community, was at a party in Erie. And as he was at a party in Erie, he was with another, he was with another priest. And he says, oh, what parish do you belong to? And he goes, well, I don't belong, but I go a lot to St. Joseph Church. And at that time, he was to talk about tech. And he goes, oh, Father Larry. He goes, yes, Father Larry. He said, you know, there's a lot of priests and people that don't like him. And Sam says, yes, I know. And he says, but you know what? Even the priests that don't like him can say about Father Larry that Father Larry loves Jesus Christ. And I thought, good thing. That's all I ever wanted anybody to ever say. That no matter what kind of mood I happen to be, no matter what kind of anger I happen to be, or whether I yell at people for dropping wax on the floor, whatever it happens to be, that Father Larry still loves Jesus Christ, because you can look at his life and you can see, though imperfect, he's in love. That must be what happens with all of us. Though we're imperfect, we need to be in love. So today, this Easter day, let's not be afraid. Let's come and see and experience the resurrection of Jesus. And let's allow Jesus Christ to live in us so real that we tell everybody, when they look in our eyes, that Jesus Christ is alive. You got it? Get it? Gonna live it? May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Now we're going to baptize Tom. After we blast the water, we have to bless the water first, Tom. So you're not too excited, are you? No.